From conservativehome.com, Cameron's vanishing renegotiation. It's hard to pin down the view of most Conservative MPs about Britain's EU membership. Philip Cowley and Tim Bale have a go in today's Daily Telegraph, but a reasonable take would be that a majority wants substantial reform of its terms. During last year's election, many will have told their constituents and associations that on the present ones, they would choose to leave rather than remain. The position which Michael Gove and Philip Hammond set out before the last election. This is the background against which they will examine any renegotiation deal which David Cameron strikes. He may gain one later in the month than begins today, thus paving the way for a referendum as early as June. So they should consider carefully what he's asked for previously and what he's asked for now. Here are 10 renegotiation aims which the Prime Minister has proposed and then dropped.
Taking back control over social and employment laws.
He said in 2007 that, quote, it will be a top priority for the next Conservative government to restore social and employment legislation to national control. End quote. Last December, George Osborne confirmed to the Treasury Select Committee that this aim forms no part of the government's renegotiation.
A complete opt-out from the Charter on Fundamental Rights.
He pledged to negotiate this in 2009, but Philip Hammond said in November that, quote, we have no proposals in the package we have put forward that would disengage from that. End quote.
Stopping the European Court of Justice overruling our criminal law.
He promised in 2009 to, quote, limit the European Court of Justice's jurisdiction over criminal law to its pre-Lisbon level, end quote. Since then, the government has opted back into 35 justice and home affairs measures, including the European arrest warrant.
Changing the EU treaties before the referendum.
In 2014, he wrote about, quote, treaty change that I'll be putting in place before the referendum, end quote. But last year, David Lidington, the European minister, said that, quote, our timetable for referendum by the end of 2017 means that you just cannot have treaty negotiation and 28 national ratifications within that time frame. End quote.
Stopping EU migrants coming to the UK without a job offer.
He said last year that, quote, we want EU job seekers to have a job before they come here, end quote. This forms no part of the renegotiation.
Removing EU job seekers after 6 months.
Last year he promised that, quote, if any job seeker has not found work within 6 months, they will be required to leave, end quote. This aim forms no part of the renegotiation and would in any event require a change in EU law.
Reforming the Working Time Directive.
He said that the government is, quote, committed to revising the Working Time Directive at EU level to give the NHS the flexibility it needs to deliver the best and safest service to patients. We will work urgently to bring that about, end quote. Last December, the Chancellor confirmed to the Treasury Select Committee that this forms no part of the negotiation.
Stopping the European Parliament meeting in two places.
The Conservative manifesto for the 2009 election said that, quote, the European Parliament must end its absurdly wasteful practice of meeting in Strasbourg as well as Brussels, end quote. Downing Street has confirmed that this forms no part of the renegotiation.
Reforming the Common Agricultural Policy.
He promised in the Conservative manifesto last May to, quote, push for further reform in the EU's Common Agricultural Policy, end quote. But Downing Street confirmed last November that, quote, we have never mentioned this in the context of the renegotiation, end quote.
Reforming the European Union's structural funds.
He also promised in that manifesto to, quote, seek further reform of structural funds. End quote. Downing Street also admitted in November that, quote, we have never mentioned this in the context of the renegotiation, end quote. This history of retreat and abandonment leaves the Prime Minister with the following seven main aims. Ending ever closer union for Britain, protecting Britain from Eurozone meddling, protecting financial services, fast-tracking international trade deals, cutting red tape, more transparency and restoring power to national parliaments. These are to be delivered through the four baskets he set out to the Commons last year. Quote, I have set out the four areas where Britain is seeking significant and far-reaching reforms. On sovereignty and subsidiarity, where Britain must not be part of an ever closer union and where we want a greater role for national parliaments. On competitiveness, where the EU must add to our competitiveness rather than detract from it by signing new trade deals, cutting regulation and completing the single market. On fairness for countries inside and outside the Eurozone, where the EU must protect the integrity of the single market and ensure there is no disadvantage, discrimination or additional costs for a country like Britain, which is not in the euro, which, in my view, is never going to join the euro, and on migration, we need to tackle abuses of the right to free movement and deliver changes that ensure that our welfare system is not an artificial draw for people to come to Britain. End quote. However, as this site has pointed out many times, these aims require treaty change and 1. No promise of treaty change would be bankable, since any leaders of other EU countries who promise to deliver it may not be around when the time for delivery comes, or may later find reasons for evading their commitment, and they cannot commit the EU institutions in any event. 2. Even were those leaders to stay around and stick to their commitment, three EU countries must hold referendums on any proposed treaty change for it to be effected: France, the Netherlands, and Spain. And finally, treaty change is not being proposed in any event. Eurosceptic Tory MPs have thus, on the one hand, their view of Britain's relationship with the EU requires major change, and the simple fact that major change is not on offer. This morning's reports about the emergency brake confirm this. We now have a brake that will apply immediately, which Number 10 is trumpeting as a major win, but which will nonetheless remain in the hands of the EU institutions. In the words of The Times, quote, he will accept that other EU leaders and institutions retain control of the legal mechanism for implementing it, end quote. Those Eurosceptic Conservatives can honestly tell their constituents and associations that for the sake of the party unity, they will support the Prime Minister. They can argue that they do not want to open the door to any Labour recovery or disrupt the programme of Conservative reform. They can say that they've changed their minds about the EU altogether. What they cannot say truthfully is that Cameron is delivering the major reforms which they themselves backed last May. From the highest cabinet minister to the lowliest backbencher, they have only one choice if this matters to them: to back Brexit.